The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. The last day of March.
Nathan.
Carl.
The last day of March.
Is this like the opposite of the Ides of March? Or, I don't know.
Did you write that name on the on that this morning?
Nope.
No, okay. Take that down, please. That was from last night.
Oh, okay.
I had a wonderful show last night, and Jordan called in.
And it's 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community is Shasta Regional Medical Center. And like I said, Nathan's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Hey.
Had any more lambs?
I've got five right now. I'm expecting more.
You're expecting more. He had twins. He had two sets of twins.
Yeah, two sets of twins.
Oh, the little devils. They were so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll post another picture.
Oh,
is
please.
Is there a special day today?
You know, there's a couple. This one you'll really love.
Lamb chops?
No. I do love lamb chops, though. National Crayon Day, of course.
Go Marine Corps.
It's National Tater Day.
Tater?
Yes.
Okay.
And then National Clams on the Half Shell.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay.
Want to be fancy?
Clams on the half shell.
All right.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Don't go anywhere, Michelle.
Yeah, we're calling Michelle back in. Okay, what's the weather look like?
She says, I just want to drink wine and be with my dog. Okay, we love the sweatshirt. I want one of those sweatshirts. But she's seen,
Oh.
Yeah, but look at his paws. Okay, we have pet of the week. I have to do the weather real fast. We're going to get right into the pet of the week. Today, chance of showers and partly sunny. Slight chance of showers tonight. Overnight lows of 42. Tomorrow calls for showers once again, about 70% with a high of 54. Overnight lows of 38. And Sunday, showers likely with a high of 57 and overnight lows of 32. The weather's brought to you by our friends out in Shasta, in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane.
365-3794.
Where do I put the four? Maybe that's their office number. 3793. Anyway, so we are here with our pet of the week, and you brought somebody. So, you know, with this particular dog is making people stop and slow down and want to know more about your chosen pet of the week. Who do we have today?
His name is Wagner, and that's actually a big reason why I chose him. I feel like everyone at the shelter is very enamored with him right now. He's kind of new to the adoption floor, but he's a two-year-old. We have him as a shepherd mix. We were kind of talking about it. His mix, aside from shepherd, is pretty ambiguous. It's kind of hard to know exactly what he is, but he's, like, black and tan, and he's got floppy ears. And he's also very,
kind of hound. He's got some kind of hound and German shepherd.
Okay.
But he is... Oh, Michelle.
Okay,
Michelle, who is our friend and works with us, is now down with, what's his name?
Wagner.
Wagner.
And she has an Aussie.
Yeah.
And I think, though, your Aussie female would love him. Yeah.
Because he's so laid back.
He's really laid back. He's two years old.
He's
got huge paws, and he's long. Even though shepherds, you know, seem to be more long-legged, he's got a very interesting mix. But here's the thing. At 2 years old, as soon as I picked his paws up and started talking about his paws, he just leaned on me. He's a real love. He's so sweet. You would, like, break your heart with those eyes every time you left the house. You know what I mean? He'd be like, oh, my God, my baby. I got to get home to my baby.
Exactly. No, and he's great, too, because he's a very good size. He's just shy of 50 pounds, so he's not like a big dog either. He's very medium sized.
Yeah.
So definitely if you're Wagner. Someone who maybe don't have room for a very big dog, I think he'd be great. He's done really good with other dogs, and he's also done really good with kids. He's kind of just done good in every scenario he's been in.
When he sits, he kind of slouches over like, hey, I'm just relaxing here. And, in fact, give me another 10 seconds and I'm going to be laying down here. But he comes up to you, he licks your fingers, he cuddles up next to you right away. I don't, you know, when you see a dog like this, you have to ask yourself, I mean, he was obviously raised by somebody.
Yeah, you can tell someone loved him.
Yeah.
You know, it's so interesting that he ended up with us, that someone's not looking for him. Because, yeah, no, he's just a fantastic dog, and he just loves people and is so affectionate.
Okay, so he gets along with dogs, he gets along with people, gets along with kids. He doesn't look like he needs 100 yards or 100-acre field to run in.
No.
No, he's just kind of like... Yeah, let's go out and take a walk. Okay, now it's time to lay down.
Pretty much. I mean, he's a very, like, I would say, like, low to medium energy dog. So definitely a good fit for,
that's good for
I
me.
Think, almost everybody.
Low to medium. There you go. That dog's talking my language. So, okay. And so how do people pick up Watley, Watkins, what?
Wagner. It was inspired because when he's in his kennel and he sees people, he does a whole body wiggle. He's a very good wagger. So that's what inspired his name.
Wagner. Okay. Because he wags his whole body. I love it.
It's so cute. So if you're interested in Wagner, of course, if you have questions, you can always call us at 530-241-1653. Or you can also just come down to Haven Humane to inquire about him and take him home, which you definitely want to. He's just a great dog. And like I said, I think he'd fit in with any family, any home.
Isn't that great? Just
anyone with a lot of love to give.
Because you're going to get it all back. You're going to get all that love back. And he is looks, I mean, I'm telling you what, if Linda wasn't allergic, he would go home. Is he house trained? Is he got? I mean, you can't really tell that though, can you?
It's hard. Yeah, it's very hard to tell. But he does pretty good on when we take him out of the kennel. He immediately goes to the bathroom outside, which is kind of what we look for.
Yeah.
No, he's a great dog. And because we're doing a very special thing right now in adoptions, we're doing our Spring Fling adoption event right now. So that means every ready to go home dog's adoption fee is completely waived.
Okay. So, and so that's for Wagner. And Linda's over there trying to teach him things already. And, anyway, Wagner has got, he looks like a shepherd. He's a shepherd mix, but he's got kind of like ears like a hound, big paws. He's not going to keep growing, though. I mean, he's 2 years old. What did he do? Just fall down? After it was just too much for him when Linda's trying to get him to do things?
He just walked away.
He just, okay, I've had enough.
He sat the first time.
Yeah.
And then he's like, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to know very much, but I mean, he can get away with that.
Yeah, he can get away with it. But it's just like anything else. It's like a plant that you nurture and train and
exactly.
But you start with the disposition. We talk about that with horses.
He's stretching as far as he can. His legs are out,
got a
so he can come over here and put his head on my lap.
Yeah, he's sweet and sweet with kids and sweet. He's just mixed with everybody since he's walked in this morning.
Mm-hmm. My friends, if you're looking for a dog for your family. This could be the dog for your family. Probably he doesn't low to medium energy, unlike our little lab we had.
That jumped up on the table? Oh, that was another time.
What happened to the lab? Is he gone?
Baxter? Yeah, he was adopted.
Yeah, and that doesn't surprise me. And it won't surprise me to see Wagner go home for his forever home because he's not going to give you any reason to bring him back. You know what I mean?
Truly. No, he's just a really well-behaved, go-with-the-flow kind of guy.
Yeah. Gosh.
All right. So it's Easter week. I bet you get, does Easter week begin before Easter or is it after? Usually it used to be the week was off and then it was Easter. So we know that we're beginning Easter week. So, I'm sure that this is going to be, now that spring is coming up, adoptions, people will come in and start to get their pets. And I really believe that because in the rain, it's hard when you're thinking of, you know,
taking the dog out
to the doggy park.
As soon as it's spring, as soon as the sun shines.
Because we understand that your shelter is full.
We are very full. And that's actually why we're doing this adoption event where we're waiving adoption fees. Because we do just keep seeing such a huge influx of stray dogs, more than we really ever have.
Really weird, huh?
It's wild. So we have tons and tons of dogs looking for homes. So we're waiving adoption fees. And then also we are encouraging people that if you're not in a position to adopt, but you maybe want to foster, we are opening that up as an option. I know in the past we've pretty much only done like little kitten fostering. But if you've ever been interested in fostering a dog with us, go ahead and give us a call, 530-241-1653. Fostering can be so rewarding, and it really does help out a dog, you know, get some time away from the shelter.
I like that idea. I like that idea because, if you know, I think that's a win-win.
It really is, because we understand that not everyone, you know, has the space or the time to take on a new family member permanently. But sometimes people have, you know, a few weeks or a month where they think, you know, maybe they could take someone on for a little bit. And it really does make a huge difference to the dog to get out of the shelter, get to live in a home and have that experience and that decompression.
Well, let me tell you something.
The dog, the second it walks across the entry, would not be leaving.
But that's not true, because sometimes, like Katrina said, is that some people will feel like, okay, I have like a couple months that I can be here and be focused and help with the time at the doggy park and time on walks and that kind of thing. And I'm like a caretaker until this dog is adopted full for the rest of its life. And there's some fulfillment in that.
There really
is. Almost like a wet nurse.
Yeah. And, yeah, it does make a huge difference, and it really helps out the dog. So if you've ever been interested in fostering, definitely give us a call, and we can hopefully match you up to somebody.
All right. So Wagner is our pet of the week, and we're here with Katrina and Haven Humane. So check them out, because the shelter is full, and if you've been thinking of adopting, now is the time. Waiving the fees, let's take home our pets. So thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
We're going to take a break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. We'll be right back.
Time to come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and try your luck in the $70,000 Sea-Doo Spring Swipe to Win Drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, and other instant prizes. Join us for weekly drawings every Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on March 28th and April 25th for your chance to win a brand new Sea-Doo Spark or Sea-Doo Switch. For all the details, download the Wind River app or Sea-Doo.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet, Redding Chapter of the Safari Club International, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me, because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only dish premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. and be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
You ain't nothing but a
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. 7:20 today on the last day of March, the 31st. Looks like it's going to be raining this weekend, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Been around for 16 years. It is truly a community bank, local bank. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. 4 branches. Two right here in Redding, one in Red Bluff, and the newest one down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone. I'm very happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. So, Trish Clark and I were talking yesterday that it looked like there wasn't going to be an indictment. The grand jury was leaving for a month. There were all these things coming up about the main witness, Cohen. And then yesterday, the New York grand jury indicted former President Trump, and the outcry from both sides has been enormous.
Well, would you say that's an outcry from the left?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they're just saying...
Rejoice.
Oh, here's Pelosi.
Outcry or rejoice?
It's rejoicing, but here's Pelosi's statement. Oh, don't make it, President Trump will have a fair opportunity to prove himself innocent. Well, Nancy, that's not what the system is. He doesn't have to prove himself innocent beyond any shadow of a doubt. The prosecution has to find him, has to prove he's guilty beyond any shadow of doubt. And there's a huge, huge difference between those. But that's kind of what's happening is, oh, he's guilty. Now, you've got to prove you're innocent, Donald. Well, no, he doesn't. The prosecution has to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's guilty of something. And now the question is of what? That that payments made to Stormy Daniels for hush money was put in illegally or wrongfully in for his campaigning, and that's kind of what it was. But this thing has been brought up for several times over the years, and it's just been, the feds refused to prosecute. Even this guy from New York didn't prosecute it before. So what's the new evidence? And the other thing too is that these letters from Cohen coming out saying that Trump had not paid him, all these things have come up. But here's the thing. Obviously, the grand jury, and I don't know what makes up the grand jury in New York. I don't know if they can handpick them. I don't know like that. I know that there's a say about who's on the grand jury and who isn't. But they voted for an indictment to go to trial. But the huge impact this has on our country, because there's many people in this country, including myself, right now at least. I haven't seen the indictment. I haven't seen it. But right now I think this is a prosecution for political reasons. The hatred for Trump is such that they do not want him to run against Biden or whoever the Democrat's going to be. They just don't want it. So they're going to pull out every stop. And now, but what this does is it kind of opens that can of worms. President Biden and his actions along the border. Now, if you are a president, you cannot be prosecuted while you're president. But his actions along the border, So could you have a grand jury that puts an indictment against Mayorkas, who is the Department of Homeland Security, for not securing the border? And can you then, if somebody is running, that a DA in some city says, well, there's evidence of stuff here, and they get an indictment against a prospective candidate that's running, a Democrat? Have we opened up another can of worms like the Democrats did when they said, oh, no, it's a simple up or down vote for justices, and then cried about it when the Republicans took control of the Senate and they've put in the Supreme Court justices? But that was something the Democrats had started. So now we have a bar from New York is prosecuting a candidate for the presidency of the United States.
I would like to read something. This gentleman is an entrepreneur and 2024 Republican presidential candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy. He slammed the indictment of former President Donald Trump as a, quote, dark moment in American history and un-American, in quotes. The politically motivated indictment of the 45th President of the United States marks a dark moment in American history, he says. It will undermine public trust. And that's what you came home yesterday, kind of upset in our electoral system and justice system,
yeah,
he tweeted.
I mean,
it is un-American for the ruling party to use police power to arrest its political rivals. Principles go beyond partisanship. Let the American people decide who governs, he added. He gave a lengthier statement in a video saying, earlier today, my competitor in this race, Donald Trump, was criminally indicted in a politically motivated prosecution. This is wrong. This is dangerous. We are skating on thin ice as a country right now. I think we may be heading on our way to a national divorce. I'm running for president because I care about a national revival instead, but this is a step in the wrong direction.
Well, think about the other things that have occurred under the Democrats, and if you've got some things Republicans did, feel free to join in here. But the IRS going after conservative 501s. And there was a lot of lawsuits settled over that, including one right here in Shasta County of the IRS targeting people because they're conservative. Witness at one of the congressional hearings, an IRS agent shows up at his home the day he's testifying. Now, if that's not some kind of threat, and you can name several others. But let's talk about crimes. Bill Clinton paid off that lady. She said he had raped her, and she got a big settlement out of that. The number of things that you see people do, you know, even if Trump had a relationship with Stormy Daniels, it's like everything else. Like Gwyneth
Paltrow.
She went to court because she said, I did not do that. But if there'd even been a subject about it, the guy's looking for a payoff. Her people would have said, here, give him $50,000. But she was enraged about it. She says, I did not do that. And she was found not guilty.
Yeah, and she said it was watching.
It's like your brother.
Watching some of this circus is basically what was a circus. Some of the questions they asked her. It was so embarrassing, ridiculous, and she sat there. She tried so much not to smirk, but how can you not? Anyway, going back to this guy, some of the things he said, Vivek Ramaswamy, he talked about, this is not the America that I know, and you know what? You do have a constitutional right to protest this decision. If you want to only ask, I will make it peacefully and do it lawfully. If that's decision you make, because again, we're in dangerous times today. We're all feeling that. We're in dangerous times. And he says, I care about having one country left at the end of this. And if Alvin Bragg or even Joe Biden wants to do something, let alone the rest of his Republican field, we can all unite and say that even if we're running against Donald Trump, we at least want to let the voters decide who gets to be the next president rather than some Javert-style prosecution sitting in New York City. This is the country I know. That is not the country that my parents came to. I think he's Asian Indian, you know. That is not the country that we pledge allegiance to. That is not the United States. And this is what people have been going through with, I think, probably the last 10 or 15 years about how, you know, I've got friends that are, have been upset with some of the things that are happening in the United States and are having trouble saying a pledge allegiance to the United States because they don't believe in what's happening in the uniform of our country some of the stuff that's going on. I mean, how can you, and here's what I have unrest about, is that I know that other countries, the world is watching us, and I think we're imploding. This is how I feel. We're imploding. We're spending so much time on transgenderism. We're spending so much time attacking our own that we can't unite to make something better and more beautiful. We're tearing everything down as what we've known. Not that everything that we've done has been great in the past.
No.
We've had complete things that we've done with indigenous people, and we can go through the milestones of things that we've done that have been a huge injustice. Do you stand corrected? Do you try to make it better? Do you acknowledge it and say, okay, the time some of our forefathers, this was incorrect. Where do we move from here? But I think right now we're just kind of like in this big, fat, black muck.
Oh, we have to take a break. But one of the many things you said that were, I thought were correct was everything that we grew up with is under attack. CBS News has told their reporters not to use the word transgender in the shooting in Nashville, has informed them. Their shooter's gender identity has not been confirmed by CBS News. Well, it was confirmed by the police and everybody else that was there. As such, we should avoid any mention of it as we have, as no known relevance to the crime. Well, but yet they are more than happy to pile on if, conservative or something that they, that they are against. Again, but it is true. It seems like everything from the church to our education to our marriages to just being able to walk down the damn street has come this way. We can't even walk down the streets in San Francisco without stepping over human feces, people shooting up on the streets looking at you. People here in Redding shooting up on the streets. Using your doorways as places to, live. Things, our way of life is really under attack. And I am concerned also. I really am. I'm concerned also. Hey, we gotta take a break. 7:32 in the morning. And one thing I'm not concerned about is if I have a chip in my windshield, Jeff Wurst will fix it. No. Jeff Wurst can fix anything on your windshield. He can fix a chip. He can fix cracks up to 2 feet in length. He doesn't take a chance with safety. He is a true professional. He is from the old school. If you're not sure about your windshield, take it down for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 530-241-8373. For an appointment, it's a veteran-owned business, and it's a local business, my friends. Again, stay local. Buy local. We'll be right back. About you now.
And all the roads we have to walk are winding.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Mispata and Rhonda Alvey.
The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show. Okay, are we venting? Well, I had a call from, just now Kevin Cry, who said I was listening. I turned the radio up. My kids were in the car. I couldn't agree with you more. That's why I ran for office because, you know, and we talked about keep up the fight. You know, are we in dark times? I mean, I see, the thing is that all you can do is get up in the morning and do what your process is. And your process is, in fact, my show last night was about how to be a better you, because we've been severely under attack. I mean, just being an independent business owner in Reading and having shows that speak their mind, we've been under extreme attack. And the attack is getting worse, and the vitriolic behavior is getting worse.
Okay, of a small amount.
I'm just saying. I just told Carl at the break.
I know.
I'm afraid that if I don't want to be afraid. I need to feel proud. I need to feel centered. I need to feel like love. I need to feel inclusive. I mean, I wrote a song to sing for the AIDS walk that I sang in the Capitol Steps in California in Sacramento 4 years in a row. I mean, I sang with the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir. I think I've been inclusive. I've had transgender shows on this station, a 2-hour special that I, like, you know, wanted to talk about. Please explain to us what's going on. I think it's important. So, I have these discussions with my parents who are 90 and 92. My dad is a Korean War veteran. About, like, if you know, the transgender community and how you would feel about it. My mom is like, oh, it'd be hard, but if you gotta love. And I really believe that's what it all comes down to is love. So there's a force around us, I think a really dark force is around us. And so, we need to really, hopefully, my plea is to stay united, close to your friends, love your friends, even though they may swing to the left or swing to the right. When I say swing, I don't mean like whatever you think swing is. I just mean lean, feel, support, you know. But, I mean, when you're afraid of what comes out of your mouth that you're going to be attacked, or if you're afraid that you go to an event and you're with people that, you know, you can like a person because they're a neighbor or they've done a good deed doesn't mean that you actually agree with their political or how they lean. And we're in such an attack environment. That's what scares me. That's what hurts my heart.
Okay. I know you've agonized over this. And frankly, I really don't care what the jerks say.
Well, you're good about that. You don't really, you know,
no,
you really.
I mean, why do I care about people I don't know? Saying things that, who don't know me, saying things about me. Oh, he's corrupt. Okay. Do you know me? Have you ever sat down, even talked to me? Have you ever met me? Nah. You know what? So for people like that, I could give a rat's butt for them. I don't feel sorry for them because they brought it on themselves. But, you know, sow your hatred, and I don't have to listen to it. I don't have to relate to it. I don't have to do any of that. I choose to ignore you, and I choose to think that if that's all you've got in your life, then maybe you ought to be starting to look at another life. Now, let's talk about something that really affects us here. And that is water.
Hmm.
Water. How much water have we had in Shasta County? When is it going to stop? An absurd amount of water has fallen here in the home state here. And in California. They say it is equal to the rain and snow over the past few months has dropped more than 78 trillion gallons of water on our state. It's not the wettest year the Golden State has ever seen. But for somebody that's been in droughts like we have, this seems to be crazy. It's based upon a statewide average of 27.6 inches of rainwater and snow water equivalent that's fallen on the state from October 1st. To the week of March 20th. Now, as you know, March 20th, we've had a lot of rain since then. Snow water equivalent is a depth of water that would cover the ground if the snow cover was in a liquid state, just in case you were wondering. Okay, how much is that? If it had fallen completely all over the whole state would have had 30 inches of water. Does that tell you anything? If it did, it would have covered the state of California with about 30 inches of water. That's enough to fill the Rose Bowl more than 900,000 times, fill more than 110 million Olympic-sized swimming pools, or fill Lake Tahoe twice. That's how much it's rained in the wettest year on record was 82 and 83, which totaled 42.81 inches. So almost double what we're getting. Almost double what we've had in our 27 inches that we've had so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be the from October 1st to late March is supposed to be 52 trillion gallons of water, so more than 25 trillion gallons above average have fallen here. Now, last water year, for instance, ended with a statewide precipitation at a 76% average low. So we've had about twice as much precipitation as the entire water year of 21 and 22. And we've had the driest 3 years on record, have been in the last 3 years. Now, several ski resorts in California have seen as much as 58 feet of snow this year. That's 700 inches of snow. How much is that? It's taller than the average height of three male giraffes stacked head to toe. Though I've never seen three male giraffes stacked head to toe, so I'll just take their word for that. Now, that's 58-foot total is accumulated snowfall for the entire winter, not the snow depth. Melting, evaporation, you know, and then it snows again. Makes it. So, on Wednesday, the Mammoth Mountain Ski Resort in Eastern Sierra announced that it had set an all-time record high of 695 inches, almost 58 feet of snow for the season at the resort's main lodge. More than 57 feet of snow has fallen at the Central Sierra Snow Lab, University of California research station at Donner Pass. The normal full season snowfall there is about 30 feet. Yep. Anyway. The nation, in case you're wondering what the record was, the nation's all-time snowiest winter of 95 feet, which was set at Mount Baker Ski Area in Washington State during 97-98. Okay. Now, the reason I brought that up is, and we have to take a break, is we've got a tremendous amount of water out there, and a tremendous amount of water just pouring straight out into the ocean now. We have no ways of catching it, the Sykes Reservoir, anything. We have no way of saving it. But at least this year, it looks like there's no reason the Assateague Canal should not be full and running happily down the down into Cottonwood and Anderson. But we need a way, a better way of storing our water when we get years right. like this that can help us through those drought
right.
years.
Right, so, right, right.
Anyway.
Hey, when we come back, I want to, I have an interesting article I'd like to share regarding your teeth.
Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment. I'm afraid to ask. 2225 Hilltop Drive is where it's located. We like these people. It's locally owned, local run, local people, great people down there. Rebecca and Henry, it's been in business 30 years. They bought it from Leonard, who is another great guy. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. This is where we go to buy our jewelry. Because why? They've got everything there. A huge selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
It's my
life, now or welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I am going to live forever. I know.
And my next...
I feel like that.
What I'm going to read to you, this article is about that.
I look in the mirror and I go, who is this person, though? Because, damn, I'm 25 years old. Then I get on that horse that goes straight up in the air. And my mind and my you know, I'm going, yeah, I can do this. And my brain goes, whoa. Whoa.
Pump those bricks.
They were
pump
talking about bricks. That last night. The kitten looks in the mirror and sees a lion. Sometimes we see ourselves, but
sometimes the lion looks back and says, I'm just a cub. Anyway, enough of that. Hey, visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractor skid steers, side-by-sides, and so much more. They have, they have everything there. They have all sizes, so you say, well, you know, it's too big, you know, stuff's too big. No, they have small stuff. They have ditch diggers. They have everything you can possibly imagine. You do it all. They do it local. It's located in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. Kubota Tractors at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Okay.
All right. So this is in the, let's see. I went to, because we've been talking about such a depressing thing, I wanted good news. Taking care of your teeth could help prevent arthritis and joint pain. I was having this conversation with a friend earlier about certain kind of diets and what happens when our bodies are holding fluid and, joint aches and that kind of thing, and changing diets and how that can help somebody. But according to this article, taking care of your teeth could help prevent chronic joint pain, according to a scientist who spotted a clue in discarded data. Rice University computational biologist Vicky Yao found traces of bacteria associated with periodontal disease in samples collected from rheumatoid arthritis patients, helping spur research that confirmed a connection between the diseases. Tracing this connection between the two conditions could help prevent therapies for rheumatoid arthritis and autoimmune inflammatory diseases that attack the lining of the joints that can cause heart, lung, and eye problems. It underlines the importance of regular brushing, and the new research approach also could prove fruitful for other diseases such as cancer. I was so curious about this tool that allowed you to detect microbes floating around in human samples, Dr. Yao, the leader of the study published in the journal Science Translational Medicine. This data perhaps holds more information than we immediately were able to derive from it. She took a deeper look in the data collected from these rheumatoid arthritis patients at Rockefeller University and the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, working with a different project that tracked changes in gene expression during arthritis attacks. So the bottom line is this, that I've always believed that your teeth is the key to everything, and your gums. And maybe you can't go back to what, you know, if you grew up and you had a lot of sugar and you just maybe didn't brush as much as you should have, is that this is an interesting article about the hotbed of specific microbes that can get into your gums and be in your system that can associate with arthritis. I don't know what it doesn't say here, it's a study though. So I think we were talking about, like, how often do you have your teeth cleaned? Do you have your x-rays? Do you know where you are? What kind of dental care do you really do with your teeth? And when you look at your overall health, and if you've got arthritis or you've got migraines or you've got things that are happening in your body, do you really think about your teeth? And also, think about the toothpaste that you use, because that's also coming into your system as well, into your bloodstream.
J.D. Vance, Senator Vance, has introduced a bill in the Senate. It's already been introduced in Congress to make English the official language of the United States. Yes. What that says...
Wait, what?
Let me say it exactly. A measure that would establish English as the official language of the United States and mandate that all government correspondence is printed in English. The English Language Unity Act, which is co-sponsored by a guy out of North Dakota, would also adjust guidelines for naturalization by establishing a universal English language testing standard and requiring that all naturalization ceremonies be conducted in English. I thought they were, but obviously not. Now, so what he's saying is that if you go down to vote I remember when I was in San Diego, all the voting pamphlets, there were like 12 different ones because they're all in different languages. And which, you know, if you vote, it means you're a naturalized citizen, which I just foolishly thought that part of becoming a citizen is that you spoke English, that you learned English, and that you understood what you were saying and the test and all of this. But obviously I was wrong. But what they're saying is we need to establish English classes because a common language unites people. That 78% of people in a Rasmussen poll thinks that English should be the official language of the United States. And so why do you get pushback? Oh, because it's racially discriminative. Because people shouldn't be forced to learn English if they're going to live in the United States. Excuse me. I don't even know where that reasoning comes from. I'm not even sure how it can be discriminatory. If you're offering the language, you got language lessons, it's free to you, you become naturalized, you take the test in English, you pledge allegiance in English. I'm not sure why the pushback on this. And the fact is that English is our official language. Why not make it, official? I mean, it's our unofficial language. Everybody speaks it. But you can go into areas where not a lot of English is spoken at all. So then you have – that's why they have all these voting pamphlets and all these things come out in 12, 14, 15 different languages. How interesting. But I'm sure that that's a – racist white – because Vance is white somehow. I don't know. Like I said, Rasmussen poll determined in May 2022 that 78% of the American adults believe that English should be the country's official language.
How many? What was the percentage?
78%.
Okay.
Percent.
All right. So I want to, before we close the hour out, this is from Rumi, because we've been talking about drudgery, things that are somewhat dark except for your teeth. The golden hour has secrets to reveal. Be alert for merriment. Be greedy for glee. Go in quest of jubilation's mysterious blessings. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we have One Safe Place.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what things are going on with them. And I think next month is Child Abuse Awareness Month is in April. But I could be wrong. It's around here someplace. Anyway, we'll be right back after the news.
Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump calls his indictment by a New York grand jury political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. The indictment just happens to come as Mr. Trump seeks re-election.
The unprecedented legal action means that Donald Trump is the first former U.S. president to face criminal charges. Despite the charges, he is not prevented from running for another term in the White House. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, has repeatedly assailed the investigation, and calls the indictment political persecution. The former president is expected to surrender early next week in New York, where he would be photographed and fingerprinted. Greg Clugston reporting.
Trump attorney Joe Tacopina says you'd better believe the Trump legal team will fight the charges.
Don't bring a case like this against a former president on a petty allegation, on a completely legal civil transaction with attorneys, unless you have the goods, unless you have something substantial.
Tacopina speaking with the Fox News Channel's Hannity, calling the DA's case against Mr. Trump un-American. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he will not cooperate with any extradition request. The president of Belarus, an ally of Russia's Vladimir Putin, says Russian strategic nuclear weapons might be deployed in his country, along with part of Russia's tactical nuclear arsenal. The federal government filing suit against Norfolk Southern over environmental damage caused by the East Palestine, Ohio train derailment. It spilled toxic chemicals into nearby creeks and rivers and polluted the air. There is a weather heads-up for people across parts of the Midwest and the South. The National Weather Service warning of possible severe weather later in the day. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 177 points, NASDAQ ahead 99. More on these stories at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
The White House claims new evidence that Russia is looking again to North Korea for weapons to fight the war in Ukraine.
It's the latest accusation that Moscow, desperate for weaponry and restricted by sanctions and export controls, is turning to rogue nations to help its war in Ukraine, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says. As part of a proposed deal, Russia would receive over 24 kinds of weapons and munitions from Pyongyang. The deal would provide the North with needed food and other commodities. In return, experts believe the food situation in North Korea is the worst it has been under Kim Jong-un's 11-year rule, but they still say they see no signs of imminent famine or mass deaths. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A record cocaine bust in Norway, more than 1,700 pounds of the drug found in boxes of fruit in Oslo. News and analysis at townhall.com. Change is in the air in some of America's biggest counties.
Several large urban counties across the United States gained residents or stemmed population declines in the year ending last July. That's after losing residents in the previous 12-month period amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Population estimates were released Thursday by the U.S. Census Bureau. Population change is driven by migration as people move around inside the country or arrive from abroad. It also depends on whether births outpace deaths or vice versa. But not every urban center was on the upswing. Los Angeles is the most populous county in the U.S., and it led the nation in population loss last year, declining by 90,000 residents. Keith Peters reporting.
Richard Branson's Virgin Orbis is letting go of almost its entire workforce. The California-based company will cut 675 jobs. That's about 85% of the workforce. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the last day of March, and somehow we have managed to let this month get away from us again. It started last October. October got away from us, and next thing we know, it's going to be April tomorrow. 8:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Your health, your choice. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm. He can't talk to us right now.
Nathan, now we have all of our microphones.
Because we're using all of our microphones.
Nathan, we appreciate you so much. Okay, let's go to the weather. Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios at this moment. Chance of showers and partly sunny today with a high of 56 and our overnight lows at 42 with slight chance of showers tonight. Tomorrow, showers likely once again about 70% with a high of 54. Saturday night, slight chance of showers and mostly cloudy with around 38. Sunday, showers likely once again with 57. Overnight lows with frost perhaps on 32 on Sunday night. Monday, slight chance of showers again, 56. Overnight lows of 33. And on Tuesday, according to this forecast, we may have chance of rain, snow, then chance of showers again. But
when is that? What day is that?
That would be Tuesday. But as we know, we'll read a forecast, and tomorrow the next 5 days change. So that's the nature of weather. But this particular weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business located in Anderson. The Kinneys doing great angel work and being so involved in our community in so many ways. 365-3793.
There you go. Hey, we're here with One Safe Place with Rebecca Baer, the Director of Empowerment. Is she on? Okay.
The furthest mic in there.
Okay. Turn her up a little bit.
Testing.
There we go.
Hey, good morning.
Okay. Hey, Director of Empowerment, I'd like to be empowered today.
Okay.
We'll just for today. Just for today. All right. Tomorrow, I can empower myself, but I need to be jump started today. And she brought with her Ashley Credit Ford.
Credit Ford.
Great name.
And Jackson Compton.
Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Both of you are advocates with One Safe Place. And this month we are talking about, coming up, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And it's very interesting that we're going to be discussing this today, because we want to bring a lot of awareness to our community. So is this happening in Shasta County? Let's begin with you, Jackson.
This is happening. It's absolutely happening in Shasta County. We pulled a couple numbers yesterday before we left the office, and One Safe Place as an agency has been called out to the hospital a total of 154 times in the last year. And considering this is a severely underreported crime, chances are it's happening a whole lot more, we can infer.
Whoa.
Yeah, about 30%. It's about 30% report rate for sexual assault.
30% only.
Now, when you say sexual assault, we're talking rape because they're in the hospitals. Is that it?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
What is
the definition of sexual assault?
So sexual assault is when somebody will touch you sexually without your consent, basically. So
it doesn't.
Actually, you want to help me out?
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be forcible.
No. Yeah. It can mean coercion as well.
Yeah, so there's actually some charges that are called by force or coercion. But sexual assault, in definition, is not necessarily penetration or intercourse. It's any violation of your body, whether that's touching, penetration.
Somebody grabs your butt, sexual assault.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
If
yes.
You don't want them to.
Yeah, so it can also fall under harassment.
No, that's all right. You know, we love the fact that we've got these young, fresh faces with us, and when we talk about that you're advocates, both we've had Rebecca in here before, and I believe Ashley, you may have been in our studios before too. No, is this your
first
time?
I have never been here.
Okay, so I feel like I've seen you. Maybe it was at the One Safe Place Crab Feed or something, but you look familiar to me. And Jackson, that there are these young, fresh faces that are advocates, and I think that it's wonderful that what brought you into One Safe Place. We don't really. I love that you guys are doing this work. And the study and to bring awareness to our community, exactly what you were just saying, Ashley, what defines sexual assault? And that 30, somebody could have been like at a bar, at a function, whatever, and somebody was not appropriate and could borderline of what you would call
sexual assault.
Sexual assault.
Yeah, it's really anything without consent, right? Like if you're touching somebody that's unwelcomed touching that is without consent. There are different definitions. There's a kind of more of a social definition. There are legal definitions. And I think this is why one of the reasons that it does go underreported because, and I think, you know, hopefully we'll talk a little bit later today about how this has evolved, you know, over the last 20 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because things
have changed, you know. And so I think that socially getting used to what this idea of that, you know, we all have, you know, personal body autonomy. And you may not touch me without my consent. But I lived through an era and a generation where, you know, that wasn't necessarily the definition. And so if somebody slaps you on the behind, I mean, that's probably not something that, you know, that I would have reported, 20 years ago, in my college years. So I'm so thankful that we have the opportunity to talk about this today because we're really going to shed some light on some of these issues and how this idea has evolved. You know?
Are there any specific groups that are targeted here? Is this kind of like across the board?
There are no specific groups that are targeted. It's definitely across the board. It doesn't matter if we all wore potato sacks, it would still happen. I would like to clarify real quick, those 154 responses to the hospital, too, those are quite violent. Chances are you're not going to the hospital.
When you go to the hospital for something like that, it's usually a rape or something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Something severe. Yeah, I wouldn't think somebody would walk in there because somebody groped them at a party. You know it's not right, but they wouldn't be in the hospital. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. I want to talk about consent because that has changed. I mean, everybody goes, how could consent change? Well, it has changed over the years. And this is one of the things we're talking about, how things have changed radically. Some not good, some good.
And those who are out of dating that could be single after 20 years or 30 years or getting back in the scene, yeah, they need to know what is consent today.
This portion of the show brought to you by PS. I would think it's about, now, just going back between you and I, I'm thinking about consent back when, years ago, before you and I were so happily married, before, you know, when you're out on the market, that things were, I mean, there were still things that you knew you shouldn't do. I mean, there's always been that.
So you have to decide if, can you reach in for a kiss?
Oh, now see, that's the hard part.
Then you have to say,
I'm talking about touching a woman without her permission is just not right.
Oh, yeah. Like,
it's never been
right. I'm talking about saying goodnight, like the goodnight kiss on the first date. Like, can I get you to ask.
Is it tongue or no tongue?
No. You can't say that. It's not like a young Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein moment. No. Anyway.
How about Rock of Ages? How about Rock of Ages when?
Oh my God, that
Rock of Ages and Tom Cruise.
That was like.
Okay.
Was that like?
Yeah.
Computerized. Was that like the real?
How long can your tongue be? Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is a no cost program. And the mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. This program is no cost to the people. It's a grant that's given to PSA2. And they can put in handholds in the different places in your house, in the bathrooms and stuff, perhaps railings on stairs and steps outside, and maybe even a ramp. To find out if you qualify for this program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. It is the PSA2 Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated #1 in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Nice.
How appropriate.
That was just,
how appropriate.
Those
buddy.
Were days when I think when you when
Dancing Slow was a big experience.
Dancing Slow, holding hands was, you know, I don't.
Before we get started,
okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof with Judy Maxwell. She is a true expert when it comes to insurance and financial matters. She has two separate divisions in her business. And if you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans, your insurance, your 401ks, all the craziness going on, give her a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. We do business with Judy and really happy with the way she treats us and all of her customers, in fact. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. We're here with One Safe Place, Rebecca Bear, Jason Compton, and Ashley Crediford.
Jackson.
I'll be your Jason.
All right. I'll be.
Did I say Jason?
You did.
I did.
That's fine.
I'm reading Jackson. It looked like yeah. In my brain it was Jackson.
Well, at the break, can we just go here for a minute at the break? I thought it was really important since we're talking about consent is that, you know, we've got these two fresh faces that are advocates. First time in the studio, and I wanted to ask Ashley Crediford, as we go into this full hour of different questions, what brings you to being an advocate at One Safe Place?
So I've been working alongside One Safe Place since I was 17. I've been working with foster families, and I encountered One Safe Place at Camp Hope. And I immediately got my certification when I turned 18, and I've just kind of been keeping up with Camp Hope, and then they had listings about a year ago, and so I decided that I wanted to go for it, so I've been an advocate ever since.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
And by the way, April Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we're talking about that today. 154 times One Safe Place called the hospitals in our area here.
In the last year.
In the last year. And while there's all types of sexual assault, and we talked about the definition, going to a hospital is obviously there's been violence done, there's been damage done. So, mm-hmm.
And Jackson Compton also with us. You're another, when I talk about a fresh face in the studio, I've not seen you here before with the One Safe Place. He usually has a once a month scheduled time mm-hmm. to come in to tell us what's happening. It's very important in our community to keep updated. What brings you as an advocate to One Safe Place?
So I wasn't aware that being an advocate was a job. I didn't think that it was something you could get paid for, but it is just the most beautiful thing because I'm in my daily life, I'm not a very assertive person. Like if I order a steak at Applebee's and they bring me a boot, I will happily eat my boot. But being an advocate is a beautiful thing because you're paid by the people to be an unapologetic voice for people that are affected by violence, and you can really come at situations.
You're not fighting for yourself then.
No, sir.
You won't necessarily fight for yourself, but you will fight for other people. I like that.
And you won't waste your money. Yeah. Your
but you also mentioned that you had friends
Yes, ma'am. So it is, I mean, I don't think I have a single female friend that hasn't had some version of a sexual assault that has happened in their life. Sometime when they got into a sexual situation when they didn't give consent.
So do you believe as a man that is this something that's generational and people just don't know the guidelines, they because they haven't learned what is the proper today consent?
So, I mean, consent is always constantly growing and changing, right? But it's not, to me, it's not that hard. It doesn't require the power of divination. It's as simple as if you have to guess, you're doing it wrong, you know? It's, it used to be no means no. We like to say yes means yes now because not everyone, you know, especially if someone is a violent person, if they're scared, might not be in a situation where they feel like it's safe to say no. So, you want an enthusiastic yes for me. That's the simplified definition.
Okay.
Enthusiastic yes.
An enthusiastic yes.
All right. Mutual consent. Yeah. And I think that
wait a minute. Just.
Okay.
It's like, do you mind if I kiss you?
Yes.
Sure.
Please do.
Oh, like, it's okay. Got to be like that?
Yeah, all right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or similar.
See, it can't be like,
yes!
I could be. It can be like that.
No, there used to be like, well,
I'm not trying to make light of this.
You didn't really mean no. You didn't really mean no. How long did we go with that?
Yeah, long time.
You really didn't mean no.
And I just have to say, it's so refreshing, and it's actually so, I'm so inspired by these guys.
Yes.
And we're on the radio, so not everybody, you know, can see, but there's certainly different generations in the room.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, when the Me Too movement came out, there were a few friends and I who sat down and said, if we would have known then what we know now, or if we would have approached these things then, the way that they're being approached now, how many times were we really in a situation where we weren't consenting, right? And I think that from my generation, that's sort of how we all felt, is that, you know, maybe we had gotten ourselves into a situation that we couldn't really get out of, or, you know, we're in a situation where we don't feel like it might be safe to say no. And so there's all these different varying factors and things that come into play. But certainly now, it's like at every stage of the game, you know, can I kiss you? Can I touch you? If something happens in the car and you go into the house, you should probably be asking again, right? This is like every step of the way. And I think that for our generation, that feels very robotic. And mm-hmm. that feels very strange. But I'm so inspired by Jackson and Ashley because this is a norm. You know, this is the norm and the expectation. And so I think that it's important to understand the history, to understand where we are now, and to really acknowledge and have awareness around that this is strange for people like me. But it's absolutely the yes at every stage of the game.
All right.
But let me talk about this. In my generation, which is a little bit different than yours and yours.
And mine.
We have a show every Thursday. It's called, not every Thursday, once a month. It's called Man Up with my buddies. Being a man and growing up when we did, you knew what you could do and you knew what you couldn't do. There was never a problem if a girl said no to you because she obviously meant no. Do you want to dance? No. You know, and she could stop it on these things because that's the way we were raised. And one of the things we're talking about is how our society has changed so much. We used to have guns in our cars when we went to high school because we'd hunt before or after school. Guns never were a problem. We've changed. The people have changed. Tools haven't changed. People have changed. But if you're raised in to respect other people, that's never a problem. What's happened? What has happened to make that change so dramatically?
Well, I think,
or has it? I mean, I'm asking you two because, and you really don't have enough, you know, time under the helmet because you're young. Because you've been raised in this environment now, but somewhere along the way, it started changing.
So this has never really been a problem for people who carry themselves with that kind of respect towards others.
Honestly, no, it never has.
Generations.
It goes back to goes back to your family.
Yeah, it does.
And having a solid family.
It does go back to your family, but it's also the fact of what an individual wants to progress in their own pursuit. Because as much as we like to say, you consent, like, can I kiss you? Can I hold your hand? As much as we like to go by that playbook, oftentimes, even in the younger generations, that's not the case. I like to say that human relationships are super tricky. So what it's really about is consent is just as important as respecting boundaries and knowing how far you can take it, because you can just interact with a person without asking every step of the way. But the fact of the matter is you need to be aware of what those person's boundaries and triggers might be, so you're not overstepping, because coercion, especially in the younger generations, is still a giant thing where it's not, oh, can I kiss you? No, you can't. Okay, I'm backing off. That is not a common situation. It's, can I kiss you? No. Well, why not? And that's something we still see a lot.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
No.
And that's pressure right there.
Yeah,
that's like the first red flag. No.
Yeah, and that's where it gets the name. It used to be peer pressure, but then peer pressure, no say no. It's been overturned because people have found that it's not enough. It's coercion. You're trying to convince this person, please give me this because I want it, not because you said no, but because it benefits me.
You know what's interesting about what we're talking about here with sexual assault is that in our generations before you guys, and really putting a name to it, is that when we think about some of the trauma of our youth and how much we had different things that were now quoted sexual assault, and we wonder, like, we pushed it down, ignored it, and then came into, like, as we come into a clarity with a name on it, I think we can then realize, oh, that's why that bugs me. That's what triggers me from something that maybe happened 30 some 40 50 years ago, whatever that is in your life, that would have been not reported, not seen, not talked about. And those are like little diseases that happen in us if we don't air it. So I think what we're talking about this morning is really, really super helpful on anybody listening of any generation.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how has the idea of consent changed.
And Tinder.
In the last 20 years. You know, what?
I want to talk
social
about
media.
Tinder.
Social media.
So do
well, if you get off it, okay. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
I'm not on Tinder.
I know you're not. I'm just kidding. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Man's Last Stronghold. Yeah, that's right. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives great haircuts. Best haircuts I've ever had. Right there. Not ever had a bad one in 15 years. Just had one a couple of days ago. Perfect. They work by appointments only, so I can give them a call and make it work on my schedule. Give them a call, 530-244-9478. Like I said, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens, and it's right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Great place to pick up some sandwiches and barbecue. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'm off with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. It's Friday and the last day of March. And if you're in the military,
2023.
This is the day the eagle poops.
What's that mean?
Well, that means that's the day you get paid.
Oh.
So, well, I mean, just...
I've never heard this expression, and so, you know, you're always just a barrel of...
Information.
Yeah.
Account of information. Well, if you were in the Marines, you'd understand that, because this is payday, and that's the way it was described. Oh, it's the day that... This is the day the eagle poops, so we all get paid.
Okay.
You know, because you work for the government, and...
Yeah, got it.
The eagle...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
Nathan, I can hear Nathan in there laughing.
I can't get it out of my brain now. From now on, the
31st. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Gun Shop. Of course, Northern Firearms Instruction is a privately owned, largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Teaches all over California. And they've opened up a gun store here in Redding at 11091. Rhyolite Drive. It's, if you're going down lake, and it's right across from, what is that?
Lake.
Well, no, I know that, but Water World, is it? Yes. Water World? Yeah, right across the street from
Water
World. Waterworks. And, great selection of firearms, they do their instruction right there. And they've got it all. They've got it all right there at Northern Firearms. You can give them a call at 530. 999-1822.
Going to have chance of showers and partly sunny today with a high of 46, overnight lows of 42. The weekend calls for 54, rain throughout the weekend. Well, showers, rain. Like right now, it calls for rain, but we've got, like, you know, scattered clouds and showers. So we're going to be looking at this kind of 70% chance of showers tomorrow. Anyway, with us this morning, we're having a really good time with our One Safe Place team. We've got Ashley Crediford and Jackson Compton and Rebecca Bear all from One Safe Place. We're talking about April is Sexual Awareness Month. We've covered
sexual assault.
Sexual awareness month. Well, we're talking about sex. I want to go into Tinder. Can I? I'm sorry. I'm obsessed.
She's got to.
Because I have people I know in my circle that that are on Tinder. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to understand what they're doing because it doesn't, I don't know how I feel about it. You know, it's their life, but automatically I think Tinder, I thought it was like, okay, Tinder's one of those things that you just hook up. You know, it's a sex thing that you're just going to meet somebody for, you know. What is Tinder? You guys?
Tinder is a dating social media app that does have a very big stereotype for just being a sexting app or a hookup app. But in all reality, Tinder is just another platform for dating profiles, but also platonic profiles as well. And that's something that a lot of the older generations, or at least older than me, don't like to acknowledge. Some of my great friends come from Tinder, actually.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. I like to enlighten me. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think Tinder is just trying to prioritize the connection of two strangers because social media has become such a powerful thing. I think it's not uncommon to meet a lot of your good friends over the internet nowadays. And so when you're seeking specific relationships, you're allowed to, you're kind of allowed to label that relationship. You're saying, I'm looking for a hookup. I'm looking for a long-term relationship, short-term relationship, friendship. I'm looking just for connections with new people. So there's different things that you can actually put in your bio, and you can actually establish boundaries and describe yourself and post pictures. And it's actually like this really widespread dating app, not necessarily just for hooking up.
Well, thank you. You just took off like a little, like a unaware judgment from me and put the light in it. Thank you.
And by the way, if somebody says that, oh, I saw your Tinder profile and I sweep right on you, that's good. That means they like your profile. If they sweep left, now it makes sense to me. I see some memes. Mm-hmm. My whole life has been one of being swiped left.
So there used to be, we talked about that there used to be a dating app years ago that you paid. They did it on the commercials where you have to pay to get involved and do a profile and they would pair you up with somebody. But now, is it very common, besides Tinder, I mean, what are some other sites that people use?
There's Hinge, there is...
Hinge, yeah.
Bumble.
There's Bumble.
Yes.
There's Match.com. There is so many dating social media platforms.
Now, and the Bumble will show money where you
let's
are.
Let's get like, off this. It has nothing to do with our subject.
Well, it does, because...
Well, it does to a point, but let me finish my thought.
All right.
Is that when you get onto one of these sites, at that point, you've exposed yourself, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And, you know, to meet somebody. And then is it the person you're meeting, is that who's in the profile?
Yeah, well, so that's the idea, is that you're meeting the people who are in the profile, but it is pretty common to what they call as a catfish. It's something that, you know, you go to meet a person, but they're not who they turned out to be, whether they're lying about hobbies, about their appearance, whatsoever. There's always that risk involved. And in a way, using that logic, posting on social media at all is exposing yourself. If you're putting any intention out in the world that you want to be seen in any way, that is exposing yourself, but that doesn't necessarily subject you to forthcoming abuse, you know?
No, it doesn't. Just because you put it there does not mean you've given up your right to privacy and all that. Now, consent. How has the idea of consent changed over the last 20 years? You two are just barely 20.
Only been alive for 24 of them.
Yeah, so, Rebecca, you want to start this off and then let them jump in?
Yeah, I think that, you know, girls, women of my generation, you know, there was a lot of victim blaming. Consent was sort of implied. I bought you a drink. We went out. You came home with me. You know, you got in the car with me. There were all these implied sort of things in this generational, you know, atmosphere. And we didn't say it earlier, but women between the ages of 18 and 24 are at higher risk of sexual assault. And that generally makes a lot of sense because those are college age girls. And so I'm not purporting that this is, you know, every situation, every romantic relationship, you know, between everybody, but just sort of generalizing around this idea that consent, you know, has evolved. And so for my generation, I think that it was the no means no. Okay. And so then when we said no, that meant no, but then there was always, you know, the potential for this coercion and this peer pressure, you know, to move forward with things maybe that you weren't super comfortable with. And again, lots of victim blaming in that generation. And I think that victim blaming still does happen, by the way. And, but you wore that or you did this. And so that meant that you wanted it, right? Or you were welcoming, that experience. And so for me, through my lens and generation, that's a lot of what we saw, through the 90s and into the early 2000s. Me Too definitely shook things up a ton, right? Like that, I think, was one of the biggest pivots in how we've started to look at things. And these guys kind of came in, and I'm guessing a little bit based on age, but I think Me Too was probably always a part of sort of what you guys grew up with, right?
Yeah.
So maybe share with these guys your
perspective. Share with our audience your thing.
Ashley, we'll start with you, and then we'll go with Jackson.
Yeah, so the Me Too movement came out when I was probably, like, an early teenager. And at that point, I didn't really have any knowledge on what sexual assault was. Relationship dynamics was not really something that was introduced up until I started to get into high school. I was very fortunate to have one of the only very intimate sexual education classes at the high school. Unlike many other neighboring high schools, we actually had a full semester dedicated to relationships. But even then, as a 14-year-old, it wasn't taken very seriously. So it's like, as a teenager, I just kind of grew into these customs that's like, oh, well, these are expected of you because I did this and this and this for you. And even though, you know, date rape was a thing that I was aware of, I didn't think it would ever, you know, happen to me. Because, you know, it's like, oh, well, he loves me. He'll never hurt me. But the fact of the matter is that these kids, they don't really know into adulthood that just because you don't go in with the intention of hurting somebody doesn't mean that you can't hurt somebody.
Powerful. All right, Jackson?
What was the question?
How the consent has changed.
Yes.
So, and you grew up with the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm.
So I never really focus too much on Me Too. I don't have a lot to say to that. However, you're telling me to get closer to the microphone. Okay, here I am. However, you know, consent has changed quite a bit. I hear that a lot. But one thing remains the same, and this goes across all generations, all people, any color, creed, etc., it doesn't matter, is we all have autonomy over ourselves, right? We all have the right to say what we want to do with our bodies. And although some of us may like attention, I like attention. I like to look nice. I like to go to that barbershop and get a nice haircut. But that doesn't mean that I want anything else than that, you know? So that's where that yes every step of the way comes in, is you may want this attention, but you may not want it to go past that. So
we go back to consent. Yep.
Okay.
We got to take a quick break.
When we come back, let's talk about what do you do when a victim or survivor of sexual assault contacts One Safe Place. I think people would like to see the steps and what happens.
Just want to remind everybody this weekend, the Reading Grange 446 on Cedars Road is having a spaghetti feed fundraiser to benefit their scholarship fund to help us help a couple of great local students. It's going to be this Sunday. It's going to be from 1 to 6 p.m. Eat in or take out. Spaghetti with meatballs, salad and garlic bread, dessert cupcakes and brownies. And this is being done by the Sons of Italy, Sons and Daughters of Italy are putting this on. So you know what kind of great food you're going to get. For more information, call John at 365-5978 or just show up there. It's tickets are $18 per adult, $8 per child under 12. And, again, this is for the scholarship fund for the Reading Grange 446. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around for
maintain some of our employees and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts, don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding Chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And believe it or not, we've run out of reads.
We have
Linda,
never run
I'd
out
like
of
to make this. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda. Linda, I'd like to make a worldwide apology to you.
Worldwide.
Well, people listen to us all over.
Okay.
I cut you off on something because I thought you were going in a different direction, but it turned out that you were on the right direction.
Oh, well, thank you,
and
sir.
I did. I cut you off, and I noticed it. Sometimes I do that, and I don't notice. But
right.
Today I did.
Okay.
Will
but
you accept
did
my
I just,
apology?
Yes, I will. But did I just talk right over you?
Can I have consent to kiss you?
Later. Let's time that in about 15 minutes. Okay.
Right. Now, hey. Victim advocacy and services provided by One Safe Place. You have a sexual assault response team. Is that correct? Did I get those?
Are a part of the sexual assault response team.
Okay.
Okay.
You get a phone call, mm-hmm. as Linda says. What happens?
So when we get a phone call, it's usually staff from the hospital after the corresponding law enforcement approves for the SART. We get a call from the hospital saying that they're requesting an advocate. Advocates respond within 20 minutes, and we bring all of our information as well as extra clothes, shoes, and any hygiene wear that a client might need. And we are there for the entire process of the SART.
So SART. So for our listeners, what is a SART, S-A-R-T, exam?
A SART exam, it's a sexual assault response team exam, so that's essentially what a lot of people know as a rape kit. It's the forensic collection of evidence with the goal of reporting and prosecuting.
Okay, and so why is that so important?
So it's pretty important, well, just for the generalization of safety within the community, as it is, only about 30% of sexual assaults get reported. Mm. And like we said, we've been on over 150 in the last year, and that's just since we've been here.
Jeez.
It's also absolutely essential for them to collect that DNA evidence to give to law enforcement in order to prosecute.
Have you, what would be the percentages of... And have you been on these calls? Do the two of you, as being advocates, go to the hospital on these calls?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So you had to go through a lot of training, because that is just the ultimate of trauma right there. Mm-hmm. And to be a voice of calm and reason, and with your expertise, obviously. Have there been the percentages between women and men? Because men can be sexually assaulted.
Correct. So it is far less reported when males are sexually assaulted. So unfortunately, it's really difficult to gather data like that, because if it's not reported, where are you going to gather the data from?
So our community is very lucky to have you two that love doing what you're doing. It's such a service. What would one of us say to a friend or relative that tells us, perhaps, let's say, hypothetically, they were sexually assaulted?
So there's not one specific thing to say. This is a very tough thing. And you have to understand that if somebody confides in you, that means that they love and respect you and trust you. And the thing we were talking about with consent, and when you are assaulted, that is removing your ability to have autonomy over your body. So the last thing you want to do is to pressure them into doing anything. You want them to be in control of the entire process. So it's really important to express that you believe them and that you're here to support them in whatever it is that they want to do. They may not want to talk to the police. They may not want to talk to us, and that's okay. They'll come to us in their own time.
Fantastic. And Ashley?
Yeah, it's all about just really unbiased support, because even though you might confide in someone, you're going to have expectations to how they're going to react, and that's what stops a lot of victims from coming forward to even their closest friends and family, is just that expectation to do something, to be driven to do something about it. When in all reality, it's a very, very traumatic event that it's really hard to process through.
We were talking about alcohol earlier. Did we cover that? Was that on the break, or did we just discuss that on the air, Rebecca?
I think we talked about it during the break.
Okay, let's talk. We've got a few minutes left.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just important, you know, because as we talk about how consent has changed over the years, what we know now is that when alcohol is involved, it limits or inhibits a person's ability to give consent. And what's happening in the prevention efforts, you know, nationwide, are creating an awareness around, you know, consent in general, but also how alcohol affects consent. And so certainly, if somebody is intoxicated, highly intoxicated, or impaired in any way, that limits their ability to give consent. And so I think this is important too for parents and grandparents, for folks who have kids in their lives, you know, to just communicate, you know, that they're understanding, the basis of consent and how alcohol might impair somebody's ability. I mean, you cannot give consent.
Alcohol or any other drug.
Yes, thank you for that. Yeah, you can't give consent when you're impaired or
high,
unconscious, mm-hmm. You know.
Or what you would, in your rational, clear-mindedness,
yeah,
would be, if I hadn't been inebriated or whatever, high on something, boy, would that be night and day of what becomes your reality because of such.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this goes back to Jackson's emphatic yes. You know, if your ability has been impaired through drugs and alcohol to a degree that you're not able to communicate that emphatic yes, that's a boundary that shouldn't be crossed with the partner in that situation.
So what efforts are being made? Again, let's tie this up with our closing thoughts here. Are there any events this month that we can show support for survivors and bring awareness to this issue?
Yeah, so the one event in April really to show support for survivors and victims of sexual assault is Denim Day. This year it's April 26th. This started in Italy where a perpetrator was not convicted of rape because the victim in this situation was wearing really tight jeans. And so the defense said that because her jeans were too tight and that she would have had to, you know, peel them off, that was consent. And so they did not prosecute or did not get a conviction for her perpetrator. And so this became a thing, you know, several years ago, but we show support for victims on April 26th, Denim Day. the efforts that are being made in the community. We're so fortunate to have really aware folks on the college campuses here. We have partnerships with Shasta College and Simpson University. There are folks on their campus, and we partner with them to bring education to the campuses. So,
I've heard of Denim a Day, and, yeah. I read the reasoning behind it, which I found. But having lived in Italy for a long time, you know, I mean, the way that women are treated there is just unbelievable. I mean, this was a few years ago, but watching people force themselves on, when I say forced, sitting down next to them and start chatting with them. I mean, it was just kind of an accepted thing. It doesn't surprise me that something like that happened. I mean, it's not right, but it doesn't surprise me from things I saw in Italy.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you all being with us today, and that we can always shine a light on. There's like some really big takeaways from what the three of you brought today. We've got just about like 1 minute left. Closing thoughts.
So real quick, I wanted to end on this. So although the primary goal of a SART exam is to collect evidence to give to prosecution, our primary goal and our role as a part of that team is to support the client going through that. So whether they're wanting to talk to law enforcement or not, our primary goal is ensuring their health and safety. So another important thing that happens at those exams is they will give you a shot to prevent any STDs from I guess, taking effect.
Contacting, spreading, okay.
Absolutely. So at One Safe Place, we provide confidential support. None of your information will go anywhere without your consent. So that being said, if you don't want to talk to law enforcement or anything, I still advise that you give us a call so we can make sure that you're healthy and safe if you undergo an assault like that.
Huge. Mm-hmm. Closing thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. I would just like to preface that when you come to us for services, everything is at your pace with your consent. Nothing is required of you. You just walk in the door and you'll be paired up with an advocate who will seat you in a private living room and be able to get to the bottom of what you need and what a long-term plan may be.
Okay, so Rebecca, how do you get a hold of One Safe Place?
244-SAFE, 530-244-7233, 24/7.
Thank you.
You can call our crisis hotline. Thank you guys so much for having us again this
morning. Of course.
Thank you.
And, hey, everybody have a great weekend. It's going to be raining. Enjoy joins us on Monday.
Monday?
And
God bless. Monday of the month.